All right. Hi, guys. Welcome back to episode 9. I'm Sakani, and this is Busy Boys Uncensored. Today, we have a very special guest, an iconic, legendary stylist.
Yes, absolutely.
Ty Hunter.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, so sweet. Absolutely. You guys, present yourselves.
Yes, I'm DeMonte.
I'm Ja.
I'm Macy.
And this is Busy Boys Uncensored. So, Ty is an incredible stylist, but I'm going to let him introduce himself. And yeah.
I'm Ty Hunter, author, celebrity stylist. I've done it all. I don't really like to give myself a title because I do everything, but
yes.
Ty Hunter.
Yes. We know the name.
We know the name.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm a little nervous for the uncensored part, but.
But yeah, we just want to give you your flowers on our show because you have done monumental things.
Thank you.
And yeah, we're so happy to have you on our show.
I'm honored to be here. Thank you.
So y'all know how we start off the show. What are we listening to this week? Macy, if you want to go.
What am I listening to this week? I'm going to say I'm listening to Zara Larsson, her song Right Here. It's basically about like this guy she's dating. He won't pay any attention to her. And so she's begging him. She's like, I'm literally right here. Like, can you please show me some love? And so it just resonates with me a little bit right now.
Love that.
It resonates with you. Want to talk about a sister?
No, not like that.
So, So Sundays are like my baddie Sunday. I usually watch baddies with Marquise. And we usually like hang out and listen to music after. And last week, I never heard the song, but he showed me All That I Can Say by Mary J. Blige, and it's featuring Lauryn Hill, and I'm pretty sure Lauryn Hill wrote it just because the song is so like her coded. It just sounds like her pen. But yeah, I've been like addicted to that song. I can't stop listening to it. So All That I Can Say by Mary J. Blige is my song this week.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's to me now. I'm part of this. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm a gospel head, and but I do listen to Brandy almost every day. Brandy is one of my top.
They swear by Brandy.
Okay, we love
so
Brandy.
So my He Is like a song that I listen to a lot by Brandy because it's kind of give you gospel too. Yeah, I'm gonna check it out. Check it out.
On full moon.
I'm not gonna tap into Brandy, so I'm gonna definitely.
Yeah.
Period.
I've been telling you, Jaw. You gotta get with it or get loved.
Yes.
I'm gonna try.
So I will say my song this week is "Rocking That Shit" by The Dream.
Okay.
Really just an iconic, okay? It's an iconic throwback.
I do my BBL walk to that song.
I'm in love. Yeah, it's just everything about it. And then it just brings you back to a, like a good place. Like you can, it's just a, like one of those feel good songs. And then the breakdown of the song, like amazing producer, ahead of its time.
I love it.
So, yeah.
Yes.
I've been listening to Just Us by SZA and DJ Khaled.
Love that song.
It's just us against the world.
Absolutely.
Yes, but period. Love that. Ty, so we have some questions for you.
Okay.
In your line of work, what do you find the most challenging and the most rewarding?
I would say the most challenging is just being able to balance family, friends, and loved ones, you know, because you give so much of your all to the craft. You miss out on a lot of things, birthdays, funerals, and, you know, crazy things. And trying to be in a relationship is kind of impossible, but you kind of have to make it work. And the most rewarding thing is, I don't know, just being able to show love and take care of my family and, you know, financially and be there to support them. And when my mom says she's proud of me, those kind of things, and my daughter as well, you know, making them proud. A lot of my moves is to put, I'm one of those people that get happy when the loved ones put a smile on their face.
Right.
So when those things happen, I'm grateful and happy.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
In terms of longevity, what do you consider the most impactful part of your career and why?
I would say because I've been in the game for almost over two decades, I started in 99, just being good to people, being humble and treating people like I would treat any other person from the interns on, and just letting everybody know that I see you because I need the intern just as well as I need the girl at the front desk, just as well as I need the person that worked there.
Yes.
So just being able to let everybody know that this whole thing is a machine, from mm-hmm. hair to makeup to the designer to every single person. So I just want to let every person know that I see you and I appreciate you. So those are the yes. kind of steps that I take. A lot of people don't do that.
Right.
You know, they come in, it's like, I'm here to see Lisa at the showroom. And, mm-hmm. you know, what about the girl? Like, I see the girl at the front desk. Oh, you changed your hair. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, the girl in the back, the intern, it's your birthday. Happy birthday. I'll pick up some cupcakes or something.
But yeah.
Just letting people know that that's how I've been in the game so long, and I don't see my peers as competition. I'm competing against myself.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I will say, like, ever since I met you, you've just been, like, the sweetest person ever.
Truly.
By far, everyone I've met in the industry, you are, like, just an angel.
Oh, thank you.
And so easy to talk to as well.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I would say, I'm a musician. I think along the journey, that is something that I learned is, like, so important, is just being kind to everyone, because people mm-hmm. really don't forget those things.
Yeah.
And it just adds to your brand. Like, people will speak highly of you because of that. So, like, that resonated with me, because I'm like, it's so real, just being nice to everybody or just being a good person. Like, it will mm-hmm. take you much further.
I agree. I just think when people think of fashion, they think when you're in fashion, you have to be fierce and mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. you know, all of those things. But you still can be all those things, but humble mm-hmm. and still be respectful. And I just, you know, I want my name and my legacy to carry that versus my work. As well, like mm-hmm. he was a good guy. He did this for me, because I was blessed to have, you know, me and Miss Tina. When I started, it was just us, and we weren't able to even go to showrooms and pick out clothes. Like, we had to create things, and learning from that was, at the time, felt like a horrible thing, but it was a blessing, because it taught me fabrics, it taught me trims and things that, you know, other stylists, you know, they just see look number 7 on, you
absolutely.
Know, I didn't have that. Mm-hmm. We didn't have Google. We didn't have style.com. We didn't
like
have
or
Vogue
Runway.
We had 2 pagers.
Yeah.
So we had to be creative and make things happen. And that was a blessing. And also, when I was able to get to showrooms, I'm blessed. And I talk about this in my book, Freddie Leiba and, you know, Philip Block. They literally would say, Ty, some hot stuff here at Ellie Saab. You should go check it out. And Philip Block was styling Halle Berry at the time. Mm-hmm. And I was such a fan of his work. And just those two men, and I talk about them in my book, because them showing me the way, because people weren't doing that. Like, they'll be like, they'll go and hoard the hot stuff and keep it for their clients. And there'd be times you would go to the showroom and they would just grab all the hot stuff. And they'd be like, your client won't look right in that. But that's how competitive it was at the time. And just from them being the way they were, it taught me to take the kids under me and my peers and be like, hey, this looked like something that Katy Perry would wear, or whoever the stylist was. And so my peers didn't ever look at me as competition. And they always looked at me, that's Ty. You know, I always had that good, you know, just being nice to people paid off and let me go further than the rest.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think that's honestly such a big testament to your character and your integrity, because I feel like it's so easy for people who have gone through the worst in the industry to become the worst themselves.
Yeah.
And like kind of like just take that on. But I think it says a lot about your character.
Thank you. And another thing is, you know, when I was styling, it was just me and Miss Tina. Mm-hmm. You know, now when I see stylists have like all these interns and people working under them, like I was doing the returns, the pickups, and
oh my gosh, yeah,
all of that stuff by myself. You know,
yeah.
When I started, I was even doing the hair with Miss Tina. We were mm-hmm. doing the girls' hair, so I would carry a bag full of Marcel irons and hair products, and
then
me and Miss Tina was one stop shop.
Yeah,
and so now just seeing how things have progressed, and I'm like, I would watch videos now. I'm like, damn, I did all that. Like, now when I see this stuff, because I didn't really pay attention to what I was doing, because I was in the fire mm-hmm. until I retired from styling mm-hmm. Beyonce after On the Run 1. And just now, everywhere I go, I look at videos or hear a song, and it just takes me to those memories. And I'm like, you did that.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, speaking of, what is an iconic look people often remember you by, whether it's you or one of your clients?
I would definitely say Crazy in Love, still to this day, is one of my favorites.
Like, It
was so timeless, and even like absolutely. The album cover, it's mm-hmm. like that body is. Of work. It's just timeless, and it's just a staple in history that mm-hmm. I just can't run from, and it's my. Still to this day, my favorite work.
Yes.
From the tank top to the jean shorts.
It's mm-hmm. so minimal, but
like, and it's just so grow. It's
simple
grew,
and effective.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I was watching the video of the Pepsi commercial, the behind the scenes the other day, and you going through all the looks, and I'm just like, this is so iconic.
It was.
Yes. So you kind of touched on this, but what's one thing that you want to be remembered by?
Just that good guy. You know what I mean? That guy that inspired me to keep going. I'm a country boy from Texas who had a vision and a dream. And you know, and when in Texas at the time, we didn't have a lot of celebrity and people to look up to, you know? And just to take that and grow from that. From, you know, I used to work on artificial heart valves. I was in the medical field.
Right.
And I used to sit under a microscope, and I found out one of my good friends had a heart valve, and it just messed up my numbers, and I hated going to this place. And the president at the time had family leave, and I literally lied to my boss, and I was like, because you could leave your job for 3 months. Like, it was like a loss that was going on at the time. And I was like, I went to my boss. I was like, I'm having family issues. I need a moment. And my boss was like, you know, we love you here. Do what you have to do. So I called my cousin. I lived in Austin, Texas at the time. And I called my cousin who lived in Houston, Texas. And I just needed to get away. I had a lot of stressful things going on. I was a new father. My daughter, shout out to my daughter, Treasure. She's 29.
Shout out, hey.
But I wanted to just find myself, and I just knew I wanted more. This one man, he worked at the company, and it's so many people, I would talk to them. And I love that job because it was a melting pot of different cultures. I was able to be around Vietnamese and Chinese, and I learned with different cultures and Africans, and it was just a beautiful place, but I had to find something else. And so fashion has always been a part of me, but I never thought of it as a money thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I was always best dressed in school. People would pay me to dress them for back to school. I would literally go back to school shopping for people sometime. And,
I know that's right.
I was doing everything.
I'm gonna blame on my outfit.
I was doing everybody's hair back then. You know, I didn't have nobody's license, Lord Jesus. I was doing everybody's hair, but you know, all those things making people feel good about themselves was just in my DNA. My family would have me do their hair and ask me. They would send me, do you think this shoe go with this? Everybody, my opinion meant so much to people before they stepped out into the world.
Yes.
And so I asked my cousin, could I come stay with him for a month? That ended up being for eternity. And I started working in different doing visuals for different stores. Mm. And when I started working with a store called Booyaka, Miss Tina and the girls had No 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 on the radio. Destiny's Child had No. You know No.
Of course.
No, no, no.
With the remix. Yeah. Which one you want?
But it's really Yeah.
Right, no, exactly.
But anyway, so they were neighborhood superstars, and they were growing. And I met Miss Tina, and we just connected because my mom was 4 hours away in Austin. And me and, you know, if you ever get a chance to meet Miss Tina, you know she's immediately, she's everybody's something.
Yes.
You know, she's just an amazing person. And, you know, as time went on, years, like, and then I started working at another store, she would come in, and I started working at another store. And then by the time I started working at BB, the girls had just dropped Independent Women. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't met each girl individually except for Beyonce. Michelle, whenever she came to town because she didn't know anybody, we would hang out. Kelly, I knew everybody. Solange was a kid, and I was working at BB. And one day, they all came in. They were filming them. And Miss Tina was like, I'm going to get you out of here one day. And she would give me, like, little tests. I found out later, recently, like, 2 years ago, we did a thing. I didn't know they were tests. I thought it was real things. But she was like, we just lost the luggage for such and such, and I need these many outfits to go to come to Vegas for this.
Oh, my gosh.
So she would give me tests like that, and we would make it happen.
So I got a trick. Let me see.
And so that day, they all came in, Ty, and I kind of, like, helped them all and put them in a dressing room. Miss Tina was like, I'm going to get you out of here one day. And I didn't believe her, but like a couple of weeks later, and I was going through so much, just horrible things were happening at that time. And she just came in like an angel, and I called her on my day off, and the rest is history. My first job was the Survivor video and the Grammys. Yes,
that's iconic.
Absolutely.
Too.
Like,
period. Yeah.
Icons all across the board. Absolutely. Yes. Can we just clap it up again?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
So as you guys can see, by the looks, I styled them.
Very Sakani coded today.
Yes, very Sakani.
We need like a camera on everybody.
Yes.
Yeah,
So today we have a fashion episode, and which is why we brought the iconic Ty Hunter on. So with our fashion episode, what colors do you guys often wear, and what colors do you guys avoid wearing for yourself? Mm-hmm.
Well, I love black, as you guys know. Like, I just feel like it's so easy to wear. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like it's not, I don't feel like there's a certain season I need to wear black in. I could wear black in the summer. I could wear black in the winter, fall, spring. But, yeah, I think it's like a go-to color for me because it's simple. Colors I don't really attract to too much are just very, very vibrant colors. Like, I don't really like to wear like neon green or like, mm-hmm. like very bright yellow, or if I do, it's kind of subtle.
Yeah.
But, those aren't colors that like I'm instantly attracted to. I just sometimes feel like I'll wear them. I just feel like they're really loud. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I feel like you can do it right, but I sometimes feel like really bright colors like that too can seem immature. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
Okay.
Period.
Me?
You want to go?
I love black. I wasn't a black person at first. I used to love color when I was younger. And when I got in the business, black is the color. You know, you have to go on stage sometime if a zipper pops or you know, we just work-wise, I always wear black. But I love colors. I don't put I wear whatever's hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't care if it's loud. I don't care. I love yellow. Of course, you guys know that because everything in my social media is yellow.
But, yes.
Black, yellow down. Black is just like easy. It's sexy. It's safe. It's all those things. You can put on black and you just, it's
slimming.
Gonna work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll say for me, I really don't, I feel like I can pull off any color, to be honest. I'm going to be like, not even on no cocky stuff, but it's just like, I'm willing to just try anything once and see how it looks. Mm-hmm. And then we go from there. If it doesn't work, then I know, okay, that's probably in the back a little bit.
Yeah.
Won't wear that color again. But it's not like I'm like, oh, I would never wear this color again.
Because
I feel like even as we get older, like our bodies change too. And that's like maybe something that I probably wouldn't have looked good in like a year ago can look good now.
Yeah.
So.
My favorite color to wear is black, obviously. I wouldn't say that I try to avoid any colors. I think when I'm dressing myself, I avoid like loud colors because I just think that when someone else styles me, I can wear a different color if like the look is pulled together correctly.
Mm-hmm.
But me, myself, I know I dress myself better when I just wear all black.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone else styles me, I'm like, I'm putting my trust in them to like possibly make me look good in a loud color. If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it does.
I feel like I love warm colors on my skin. Like, I love an orange. I love a red. I love anything that's, like warm. And I try to stay away from, like, cool colors. Like, really dull greens and blues.
Mm-hmm.
Like, things that, like, are kind of boring-ish.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that on my skin. I like those.
Just boring.
I love black. Agree. Black is just classic. Like,
yeah,
everybody can agree. Like, black is just, it goes with everything.
I can't say, like, if I am depressed for long periods of time, I will go and, like, put the loudest, brightest colors on. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's, I need necessary. To try that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tell you, it works. I promise you. I will put on the brightest colors. So whenever y'all see me look like a crayon box that collapsed, they say, he must have went through something.
I was following this one page, and it was, like, a numerology page. I was, like, this is also during, like, COVID time, so I was like just deep in a lot of different bags as far as like spirituality,
yeah,
so many things, and numerology was one thing I was like super interested in. And basically the number of the day can like coincide with the like color of the day too. So if like based on like the vibration of the, let's say, number 8, I don't know like the exact science of it, but basically you could wear like a baby blue or something to like match the vibe. And it, you know, there's so many like terms behind like the number, not just like the number itself, but like life, meaning like longing for something, you know,
and wealth. Yeah. Scientific.
Color theory is a real thing. Like, yeah. All the fast food restaurants use yellow and red because they attract attention.
They do. I see something.
Burger King, McDonald's.
Yeah.
They all use that.
So. Absolutely.
So do you guys think that fashion is freedom of expression or people should follow trends more?
I am anti-trend. I believe in if you feel good, and I don't, you know, you used to be like, you can't wear white and you can't do it. Like,
yes.
Do whatever you want to do.
Can't wear white after Labor Day.
You feel great. That makes you feel good. I always say we're not born with clothes on. Our first outfit is our skin. And until you feel right with that, you're going to always have a problem. So the key is to always just get to a place of loving yourself, because it's really not about the fashion. It's about how you feel about your self-esteem.
And what
that's
you're
why,
wearing.
That's why Gaga can wear a meat dress anything, and be everybody be like, oh, okay, let me go put some meat on.
Right.
You know? So it's just, that's why a lot of times these girls see people on the carpet and want to emulate them, but it's you could see the same person, another person put that on and it's not going to work. It's
right.
not confidence. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. even when I style someone, I let them make sure they're a part of it. I can go get any look, you know, mm-hmm. but how do you feel? What are your insecurities? And get you to a place of not being insecure.
Right.
Like my arms. So let's try some sheer or whatever. Mm. Just get them to a place of just loving themselves all as a whole.
Exactly.
And so yeah. I don't, when it comes to fashion, I don't care if it's expensive, if it's cheap, I thrift, whatever, as long as you feel good. And long as the person you look at in the mirror, you good, I'm good, okay, let's go.
Absolutely.
And that's what fashion is to me. And that's why I, even though I'm a stylist, I hate when the client, you can always tell when somebody went part of the transaction.
Because mm-hmm. they go out Absolutely.
There and they, you know, uncomfortable. They're like, and not feeling it. And so it's important, just because you can get the top designers to give you things, make sure that the client feels good and comfortable yeah. in it. And also it's about, before you even look, let's take some pictures and let's, mm-hmm. you know, I remember back in the day, like I was like one of the first stylists to go on the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I can't let this girl go at this with this train.
Right.
Like, who's going to lay it out?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I, people were like, you all in the like, I don't care how I look. It's about how she looks. Right. And mm-hmm. so I would go out there. They used to be so mad at me. But I'm like, I am not about to let these girls go out there with trains. And like, I want to be able to make sure, just in case something happens, to run right. up there and fix it. Because Absolutely. Those pictures are forever.
And that's yeah. your word.
Yeah.
yeah that's your word.
Yeah. And so now it's good to see that the stylists are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's like you said, like loving yourself. And I also just think like it's a level of confidence that comes with it. Like, because mm-hmm. if you aren't following trends, like you're not doing the norm for the most part. So mm-hmm. I think you have to be very confident in order to do that. Personally, like, I feel like I like to stay on trend a little bit, but I just like to do what I want and make sure I look
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Like, that's the most important thing to me. I think everyone, like, I agree with Tyler. I just think, like, it's all about you making yourself feel good. Like, I love seeing people who have, like, a, like, 1960s aesthetic or something like that, yeah. where they're mm-hmm. just doing something that nobody else is really doing, and they're nice. So committed to it, and, like, it's refreshing to see because we don't see a lot of it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So I love seeing people who don't follow trends and do their own thing and look good.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's, I sometimes think people associate being trendy with like just being stylish. And I don't mm-hmm. think that's what it is.
Yeah. Or wearing like,
I'm just so anti-trend.
Yeah.
And if everybody else want it, I don't want it. And yeah. if I do mm-hmm. do it, I'm very disrespectful with it. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, if it's a trend, like I'll spray, like I'll just like
make it yours.
Make it
Absolutely.
Mine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just a little razzle dazzle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with both of you. It's definitely better when you just exude confidence through whatever you wear.
Yeah.
Definitely not a trend follower.
Yeah.
I'd say the same, to be honest. I honestly just wear what I want to wear. Like, sometimes I can be very comfortable with what I'm wearing, and then sometimes like I have this feeling of like being uncomfortable with my clothes, but not in a sense of like I don't want to wear it again, but just like, okay, this is something new. And I feel like that's when you can like really push the boundary of like how you're expressing yourself. Mm-hmm. And also just like, okay, I knew I could look good in this, but you know, it's a work in progress. Like it's,
right.
when you try something new, it's also just like a sense of like overstepping something that you like kind of put on yourself or someone probably put on you before.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. it feels good when you can break down that wall and it's like, okay, another bad bitch level entry. Let's keep going.
Too with that, like, you really only know that you're doing that for the first time. So I feel like when you yeah. wear that
exactly.
shit, like, mm-hmm. I put this shit on every day.
Like, right.
People, like, you could almost, like, sense that, like, the confidence in a person. Like,
mm-hmm.
They know they look good.
Yeah. yeah. And you know when someone is, like, being cocky versus the confidence just, like, coming out.
Exuding.
Yeah, yeah exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
yeah, I feel like, for me, it's definitely a combination of both. Like, I definitely think there you should always express what you're feeling inside and let it show in what you wear. But I also feel like trends are so fun. I feel like, you know, I love watching the latest runways and the latest, you know, menswear coming out, women's wear coming out. Like, when is the knockoff coming so I can wear that? you know, I like trends in that sense.
Yeah.
Like, I like, okay, pink cashmere is what's in now. Mm. And I like seeing how you can play with that. But yeah, I think it's a combination of both for me.
And mm-hmm. I like when you do it, don't take the whole look.
Right.
Take mm-hmm. look number one shirt, look number seven's pants.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. be creative and make it your own.
Right. Exactly. Take the tips from Todd. Tips from Todd.
So what are you guys' fashion do's and don'ts?
My do is do whatever you want to do, and my don't is don't worry about what people have to say.
Period.
Lock it.
Clock that T.
I love that. I'm thinking of women's wear right now, mm-hmm. but I don't like when there's like a big like thigh high boot and there's a long dress over it. I don't know. I feel like when you can see the boot under the dress, it just bothers me.
So when it's like a bodycon dress.
Yes. Yeah.
Over a boot, like over
yeah. up to their knee, and you could just see okay. the whole silhouette of the boot. That's a personal don't to me, ladies.
I'm with that.
That's like the first thing that came to my mind. But
if she have a slit to loose.
You can work with a slit, but then it's gonna have movement. So it won't be so like
that's a good don't.
That's a don't, because I believe in undergarments and the clean lines are important to me.
Absolutely.
Yes. And
a lot of people don't know, like, that dress would have been better if you had on Spanx or, you know, the right bra. So undergarments are important for lines, and that bulkiness of a boot.
Makes me uncomfortable. I almost feel like I'm in it. I just would want to take the boots off. Okay. That's my don't. I love a hat. So, like, I think accessories, like, are so fun to play with. Mm-hmm. I feel like they can make an outfit. So I just think my dude would just be kind of like playing around with accessories, like, and not always overdoing it with the outfit and kind of completing the look with accessories.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
That's good. Mm. For me, I think my fashion don't, like, I'm very big on confidence. My don't would be like, don't leave your house if you feel uncomfortable, mm-hmm. if you don't like the outfit. If you feel like your feet are starting to hurt, don't wear those heels out.
Girl, you need to take your own advice.
Not too much, because my feet start hurting 4 hours after I have the shoes on.
Okay.
I'm saying, like, when someone can't walk in heels.
Gotcha.
And they're, like, just stumbling all over their house. So that's my don't. And then my do is, like you said, Ja, add in an accessory, whether it's eyewear, glove. I love a glove, as you guys can see by all my looks.
So I'll say my do is don't let your body type get in the way of what you want to wear. You know, whatever. Wear whatever you want to wear. Big, skinny, small, hefty, muscular, whatever. Wear what you want to wear. My don't is, oh my God, like, a couple pictures, you don't have to match.
Oh, so Atlanta. Like,
you do
I
not
hate
have
it.
To exactly match. Like, we can coordinate.
Yeah. yeah.
We don't have to match.
It That's gives me point. Like 16 years old. Like, I just.
Oh my God.
I feel like it can be cute for like some pictures if y'all doing like a shooter. Like, just something like really cute, but it definitely can be like an everyday
thing. Like, all
it can come off very corny.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, we're twin brothers just dressing like each other. That's what it gives to me.
And then half the time they do be looking like brothers. So
what's one of the worst outfits you've worn or styled?
My Tumblr era, like, I could pull a picture from damn near any picture from 2012 or 2013.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the outfits I used to wear.
Like, yeah.
I just look back on my, let me take that back. I don't hate every outfit.
Yeah.
But there's sometimes I just wanted to be so outside of the box and like mm-hmm. so different that I'm just like, girl, you needed to tone it down a little bit. Like,
yeah.
You was doing an awful lot. You looked a little crazy.
You were experimenting.
I feel like that was also like the Tumblr era too. It was just like, you just kind of like create whatever you want. And
I will say for the time, it didn't feel weird. Like, it didn't feel weird at the time. I did feel like I was stepping outside the box, but like, it didn't feel like I was doing the craziest thing. But just looking back, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No.
I didn't go to my prom.
Mm-hmm.
And my girlfriend at the time, she wanted me to take her to her prom. And I already had a black suit. And I was supposed to go get a tie,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't go get a tie. And so I end up wearing my work tie and I worked at a grocery store.
Oh my God.
So I wore my grocery store work tie. Nobody caught it, but That still haunts me every time. Yeah.
You have that thought.
Oh my God.
No, it was like, it was a tie. We had to wear a bow tie for work.
Okay. A bow tie, not so bad.
No, but it's still, it was the bow tie. I worked at a store that from back in the day, it was called Tom Thumb. And I was a cashier, and I was like, oh, I'll just throw this on. And every time I see that picture, it just gets me.
Yeah, wait, I want to see this picture.
You will not.
Taking that to the grave.
Well, speaking of suits, in high school, for some reason, I had, like, this fascination with the vest of suits. Like, the vest, and I would leave it open, and I would wear it with anything. Jeans.
But that does give, that, like, that's a high plain, school.
That's yes. Okay. Yeah.
That and it was, oh, my God, it was awful. Like, why do you have a dressy vest on with a plain it's blue like, shirt and some jeans? I was like, what are you doing? Yeah. But it was high school, so I don't hold it against
that's
it.
Okay.
Yeah. For me, I had this era where, like, seventh grade to, like, my sophomore year in high school, I just wore black slacks, a black bow tie, and whatever color button up I found at Express.
Express.
They got some good
Express. So it would be like range from white to like neon green or coral. Mm-hmm. It was just not cute. So I think I would. Those pictures are all on my mom's Facebook. So
moms love to keep. Them
I'm like just hide really the photo.
Yeah.
Stop tagging me. Please. Mm-hmm.
So those that era was just. I look back and I'm like. Ew.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, you could tell I was trying to find my style, find myself.
It brought you here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But yeah, so that's the worst for me.
I will say, like, I feel like it was definitely in middle school for me as well, like, just trying to experiment with a whole bunch of things. So it was also, like, the Tumblr era. And also had, like, a really, like, strong fascination for cardigans.
Mm-hmm. Yes!
And we also wore, like, a school uniform. So it was, but we also could wear, like, any color, like, shirt as long as it had, like, the school logo on it.
Mm-hmm.
So we could do, like, a navy blue. And I would, like, have, like, a... With, like, a... The writing, it comes in red as well. So then I would get, like, a navy blue and white striped cardigan and wear it over top with, like, a straw... Some kind of, like, hat would always be involved.
Love a hat.
It was just a crazy time, but the cardigans was definitely a thing for me. But I love a cardigan now, but I don't wear it the same way I would do it before
right.
High school. I mean, middle school.
Yeah, I wore a lot of cardigans during that era, too, Tay. Like, I love to thrift a cardigan.
I like cardigans. I haven't worn them in a while, but they just add a little layer to something.
Yeah, a little pizzazz.
I'm a little haunted by them because of how much I wore them, but I have one that I wear sometimes.
Yeah.
I still have some. I like to wear them still.
Yeah. So our next question is, who is your favorite designer? And who is your favorite brand? I'll go first. My favorite designer is Olivier Rousteing and Riccardo Tisci. Mm-hmm. My favorite brand is Daily Paper. They started online. I believe they have a few storefronts in London, if I'm not mistaken. But I just found them like when I was interning at Cotton Incorporated. And I just thought it was, like, for the era, it was just such different clothing that I fell in love with them. I couldn't afford it at the time, so I didn't buy it. But, yeah, that's, like, one of my favorite brands.
Riccardo and Olivier, of course, it's, like, family. I've worked did so many projects with them. And
yes.
Just the talent and just, they are just amazing. You know, as far as brands, I'm all over the place. I can't have that one.
Mm-hmm.
I find more happiness from thrifting and vintage shopping.
Yeah,
going back to things that look like 70s and 80s.
I love that.
So I don't really have a favorite designer. It's just about what looks good on me and makes me feel good. But definitely those two designers are, I've done a lot of history making with them.
So absolutely.
Definitely them.
Some designers that come to mind for me are like Virgil, Kanye West. But, like, my favorite brands are kind of, like, Burberry. I consider myself a Burberry guy. And Balenciaga.
Period. Y'all know I love streetwear.
Mm-hmm.
So, I told you guys about this, I believe. But I went to, like, the event Pierre Moss had. That was, like, the Lootout thing.
Yes.
And I don't know if he did. I assume he did it with every group. But he, like, came in and talked to us and, like, just kind of, like, picked a few of us, asked us about our year. So he's my favorite designer just because, like, that moment really resonated with me. Like, he had called on me. We were just talking for a minute. And, like, he just gave me some really sound and solid advice. And it was just so, like...
Genuine,
so down to earth. Like, and it was just like speaking to one of y'all almost, you know? So, like, I just felt... He just seemed so human. Like, so, like, not like we were at his event. Yeah. So... that really resonated with me. That moment alone just made him like one of my favorite like celebrities that I've met because it was just such a sweet moment. But I would say he's my favorite designer, my favorite brand. Just because I was able to work with them, I would say Telfar. The experience was amazing. Like it was just the fact that I feel like I was able to do that so early in my career. It
it's major.
It was, yeah, it felt absolutely so good. And it's a big accomplishment. So that would be my favorite brand.
Absolutely. I'd say for me, I don't have a favorite designer. I feel like I want to get more in touch with that side of myself and like actually like studying like the like just more art, the art artistry of what they do and how they do it. Because even like watching videos and like just the process of like editing to like the sketching to actually establishing the like the brand and like the actual like designs and seeing that come to life too. It's all a process. So yeah, I don't really have one, but I always respect the process of everyone that does it and like how long it can take or how like short of a time it can take. But as favorite like brands, it's always been Prada for me. I just love like the clean, sexy, elegant look. And also like Prada always has like a sporty kind of like undertone of it, which I really enjoy, but it's still very like classic and still like crisp and clean.
Yeah.
And very effective.
Yeah, I always think of clean when I think of Prada too. Like it's so neat, so like so
Yeah, like even down like they have so many different like eyewear, cologne, perfumes, like it's so many different like parts of them and that's what I really enjoy cuz all of it looks good.
Period. I love that y'all have great sense of styles. Just want to put that out there. So who is someone that comes to mind that has great style naturally? For me, I'm going to start and say my mother. She's really the one who got me into fashion, not like purposely, like just seeing her growing up, doing anything from like her makeup to shopping. Yeah, she's it for me.
Period.
I want to piggyback off of you. Say that wasn't who I was going to say originally, but you saying that, maybe like my mom was my first style inspiration as well.
Yeah.
I just always saw her do what she wanted and just like, just kind of be a little bit outside of the box and really not care what anybody else thinks. So that definitely, like, I feel that in myself now as an adult. But the first person I thought of when you asked the question was Teyana Taylor. Like, I think she is just so effortlessly stylish. Everything I've seen her and she looks amazing from 10 years ago to today. Like her body is so snatched and her style is just amazing. Like she is probably my favorite dressed celebrity.
She's amazing.
She is.
My number one style inspo is Rihanna, of course. I feel like you can put her in anything and she works it and it's more about the confidence. And I just like how she's not, she can try anything. That's how I kind of like navigate fashion and style. Like I know I can work anything because I'm confident in it.
Absolutely. There's the video, This Is What You Came For with Calvin Harris. She's literally wearing like a sparkly, it looks like a bag. And like she looks amazing. I love that video. It's so simple and beautiful.
Absolutely. I'll say for me, definitely my mom for sure. And also my grandma too. I feel like my grandma, she's always like, she's like, Demonte, why don't you wear this? I'm like, I don't know if I will wear that, Rams. And she's like, well, why not? I'm like, you know, I don't really know. And she's like, just wear it. I'm like, okay. And then it turns out to be really good. And then also just seeing the progression of me getting older and also just how confident she is in like what I'm doing with myself. It's like, it's nice to have that support. And also she's always been one to like push the boundary, even with her own like clothes, because she knits. So she does like a lot of knitting and like makes sweaters, like crop tops, tank tops, like shirts, bags. Like she just made this one like clutch bag and I'm like, girl, I don't know how you're doing this, but
I need to hit her for a crop top.
Okay, that's a, it's a page, we can get on it.
Okay.
But yeah, definitely my grandma.
Oh, I love that.
Growing up, I would have to say my mom and my aunt. I used to be a kid just watching them get dressed. And they, like I said, they would always say, which shoe? And like make me part of the transaction. And I would just say today, any risk taker from Cynthia Erivo up, like any of the girls that, or the guys that just don't care. Like,
right.
You're just like, I'm going to go out here and wear this. And it is what it is. You know, even though they know they might get ridiculed the next day, but what makes it so beautiful is that they don't, you can just see the confidence, like I said. And I just love those risk takers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take fashion. Like even tonight, even while we're here, like what Dawn had on, if you guys saw it,
she's like a tree.
Like it's I don't know what they're gonna do. Whoever had to sit behind her,
right?
She did it.
You
know what I mean? So I love her. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I just things like that. That's art. Like people that are not afraid to wear art,
right?
And just go there.
Agreed.
I will say this is off topic a little bit, but I'm just so happy that she's at main events.
Yeah,
because she deserves so much.
I love her. Like, she's such a good person and very talented.
She's been pushing.
Always has
art,
been talented. Like, and just like she's always pushing her pen, always pushing her artistry, creativity. I stand her.
Yes. Tay stands beside her always.
Listen,
we've been that girl. Go watch some videos.
We gotta run it up for her because she deserves it.
She does.
So our audience question this week is, my friend's husband confided in me multiple times about fears that my friend was cheating with his bestie. I told my friend what was happening, and the husband led my friend to believe that I was inserting myself, and he got upset with me. Should I explain that to the husband? Should I explain that the husband invited me into the situation?
This is so messy. Please. So they're not friends with the husband. The husband just confided in their husband's friend.
Did everyone get that, or should I repeat?
Maybe one more time.
I'm getting intense deja vu. Like we've talked about this before.
Okay. My friend's husband confided in me multiple times about fears that my friend was cheating with his bestie. I told my friend what was happening, and the husband led my friend to believe that I was inserting myself, and he got upset with me.
Got it.
Should I explain that the husband invited me into the situation?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think you should communicate to your friend, regardless of how they feel at the end of the day, that this information was presented to you. Mm-hmm. And since they're your friend, you took it to them because that's their man.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it sounds like you're moving the right way about it. I would have told my friend as well. I feel like it's a little weird for their husband to even be confiding in you about this if you guys don't have a personal relationship.
Right.
So it sounds like you're being a good friend to me. I would definitely just explain to my friend, like, girl, I could give a damn. Yeah, he came to me telling me this.
Right. Right.
So, yeah, I think you're doing the right thing. Sounds like you're being a good friend to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always tricky with friends
in relationships.
And their relationships, because you never know how they're going to react if they're just like, oh, bitch, you're being jealous. Like,
yeah, and it's like,
you want to take my man or something. Like, but I think from this situation, it just sounds like they're being a good friend. And yeah, you should absolutely explain the situation to your friend and do with that information what you will.
Yeah.
I did my job by telling you.
Yeah, that's all you can do. Because then it's like, if you didn't tell them and then they find out, it's like, oh, well, why wouldn't you tell me my husband told you this?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I stay out of relationships alone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely not getting into no marriage.
Yeah.
I don't have no married friends. I don't know how to even navigate that type of relationship.
My husband would not even be calling me. Like,
I don't know.
Do people know boundaries anymore?
That's wild to me. Like, that's kind of crazy to me, but yeah.
You have anything to say?
I'm out of it. No, I wouldn't dare, because the thing is, you know, you get all in it and then they get back together and then it gets so twisted. Like, I'll just be like, you know, I'll be there for my friend to a certain extent, but at the same time, it's like, I don't want to deal with
my name. Right.
I think drawing that boundary is so important.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, it's hard. Like,
I'll be a shoulder to cry on and let you dump on me, but I'm not going to give too much input.
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree.
I feel like it can just create so much turmoil even between you and a friend at that point as well, because it's just kind of like inserting yourself in, and then it can kind of like backfire on you. So it's kind of like, at this point now, I'm left in the dirt because I had your back.
Yeah.
And you just never really know how it can like turn out, especially entering, as Macy said, like a marriage Bitch,
that's so different than just dating. Like,
I don't know nothing about that lifestyle.
Right. So. I agree. So yeah, guys, that's episode 9. Thank you so much for watching. And let's clap it up one more time for our great guest.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming on, seriously.
Yes, thank you. Guys.
And I'm proud of you. All four of you. This is amazing. Thank you for letting me be a part.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Don't forget to subscribe, you guys. Love y'all. See y'all on our final episode in 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
See y'all later.
Bye.